This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin overseas, where an Israeli strike reportedly has killed five Palestinian journalists outside a hospital in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says it had targeted a group of militants. Japan Airlines is reporting a cyber attack this morning that caused some delays, it says, but no flight safety problems. It says it was able to stop the onslaught and restore its systems. To New York now, where a man is accused of attacking two people in Manhattan's Grand Central subway station. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The NYPD says a man is under arrest for slashing two people on Christmas Eve at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, charged with assault. A 26-year-old female was slashed in the neck, a 42-year-old male in the wrist, both in stable condition, according to police, who say it started in the stairs leading to the train. Meanwhile, Sebastian Zepeda, the man charged with lighting a woman on fire on Sunday on the subway, remains behind bars following his Tuesday arraignment for murder, where prosecutors said he not only lit her on fire, he fanned the flames with a shirt, and it was all caught on video. Immigration officials say the 33-year-old came into the country illegally from Guatemala. The medical examiner is still working to identify the woman.
A body was found in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui, say authorities. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it.
If you're traveling today, the best time to be on the road is before 11 a.m., says INREX. This is AP News. Now to helping owls.
This past Monday was a day Annabelle Whalen won't soon forget. First, she found an injured great gray owl on the ground in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
He had an eye injury, so I'm thinking that he probably hit whatever vehicle it was head on.
Whalen dropped the owl off at Wildwoods, a wildlife rehabilitation center in Duluth. Hours later, she rescued another owl from the grill of a car in Duluth, but Wildwoods was closed for the day. So Whalen wrapped the owl up in a blanket and crated her overnight in a dark, quiet room in her home.
We got a little dog crate together with some blankets in the bottom, and we kept her in a spare bedroom.
Whalen says she cried happy tears when she saw the owl moving and awake the next morning when she took it to Wildwoods. Helping two injured owls in one day?
It was a crazy day.
I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.